welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 8 with verses 18 through 22. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury the dead." How do you let the worries of the world be overcome? There has to be a reaction by divine forces outside the drama of human beings. People who seek to control you will not hesitate to initiate power for the good of humanity. You just have to believe that is the reason they want to make it so. The reaction you make is the response they seek when it comes to worry and loss of self-control. Others will want this to be made apparent because they are seeking to tell you how you are to act and where you are to go. In Christ, you know where to go and how to react when others try and displace this feeling of surrender to God's divine plan. You must react with patience, passion, and persistence of living redeemed. This means less, not more emotions. This means no argument for argument's sake. Until we seek Jesus as the reason for every step we take, we will be bombarded with the world of commands that have no sense of right over wrong. This must be your reaction to resolve the raunchiness of the world's self-control. If your spirit is dead already within you, then you will struggle with this, but when you give your all to Jesus, you will react with patience of salvation. You will react with the passion of redemption. You will react with the persistence of eternal life, freed by the cross. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, recovering from a stroke. She is the grandmother of Brittany, who we speak healing prayers for daily, who overcame brain cancer. There is a miracle in the works, and we pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. May give him peace to overcome the world of control. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, we continue to call on this act of family. Create a family in this home. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And the poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 8. We got verses 18 through 22 as our practice today. Three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Him Approached by Scribe, Slobbering." Jesus saw crowd gathering, side other cross orders he did give. Him approached by scribe slobbering, go with you wherever you're living to live. Him answered by Jesus for fun, nests for skybirds, dens for foxes, head rest where, man's only son? Then a disciple's burial request seemed to cross him. Asking the Lord, Father mine, I need to bury first. Him answered by Jesus, as he seemingly said, Me follow, dead theirs buried by their dead works. Only in me will you find life eternal. Led. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It is January 19th, 2023. Recording this morning at 5:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, almost 24 hours later again today. As we continue to lift up the Word of God. We're saying a happy birthday prayer for our grandson today, Oliver, who turns 8, I believe, as we continue to wish him a happy birthday and a wonderful life. We miss you so, son. So we close today in the name of Jesus, as we do each and every day, as we call out to my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, when we learn to let the world be overcome by Jesus, everything that we think and do has a reactive force in peace. We must believe in that peace. We must garner it in our souls and overcome the world by saying the name of Jesus. Jesus, help me overcome the world of control. As we close today, in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. God bless you.